Years ago, I participated in a fascinating seminar on the subject of good and evil at my alma mater, UNC Chapel Hill. One of the speakers was Sidney Rittenberg, now 95, who is the only American citizen ever admitted to the Chinese Communist Party. From the 1940s into the 60s, he rose to a position of pretty considerable influence, and his devotion to communism was only quenched by his second stint in prison, a victim of the very tactics he had once believed justified when used against enemies of the revolution. What brought him to mind was listening to a long interview with Brett Weinstein, the biology professor at the center of the storm at Evergreen State College in Washington. If you haven't been following this, students and faculty of color at Evergreen have participated for decades in a day of absence. But this year, organizers asked that white people remove themselves from campus instead. Weinstein objected to the faculty, noting in an email that while the traditional day of absence had been, quote, a forceful call to consciousness, one group encouraging another group to go away was an act of oppression in and of itself, unquote. In the interview, he notes that as a Jew, quote, being told where I can and cannot go rings alarm bells, unquote. The backlash against Weinstein was extreme, escalating from demands that he apologize for his alleged racism and that he be fired, to denunciations by fellow faculty members and harassments and threats against not only himself, but his wife and those students who defended him. Weinstein describes the campus as descending into anarchy and himself as being stalked and hunted. Sympathetic students texted of hearing others talk of kidnapping him, and the chief of campus police told him she could not ensure his safety. Those faculty who do support him, he said, are afraid to do so publicly. Sidney Rittenberg admitted to us that he had been a willing executor of some of the excesses of the Cultural Revolution, and that it was only after his time in solitary confinement that he had recognized the revolution for what it was, a strategy of Mao and his wife to foment unrest in the pursuit of more power. No one had been safe from it, including him. I am not, let me be clear, declaring an equivalency between the worst horrors of the Cultural Revolution and what happened at Evergreen. The laughing that punctuates the profanity-laden shouting and shaming sessions which have gone viral on the internet weaken any such analogy. But I still thought of Sidney's remark at the point in the interview when Weinstein, who calls himself deeply progressive and an anti-racist, expresses surprise that so many people who know him to be those things nonetheless turned on him. I'm not sure how such aggressive intolerance has grown or how its perpetrators have become convinced it's morally defensible. But once you have a whirlwind, you can't control who gets sucked into it. I'm sorry Professor Weinstein did. He seems like a very decent person and a passionate teacher. But perhaps his experience will awaken concern among those who haven't been too bothered by this type of treatment before, since it's primarily been used against conservatives. What's encouraging is that Weinstein said his email was overwhelmingly supportive, even if his campus is not, and that his correspondents cross all political and racial lines. That's very good news.